Management skills training. Giving constructive criticism. Giving constructive criticism is one of the most important skills for the leader, manager. Constructive criticism is criticism of a person's behavior, work performance, or idea, which is perceived by the receiver to be more like help or friendly guidance rather than a telling off. Constructive criticism is important because the fact is, people sometimes do things wrong. And/or, they sometimes do the wrong things. And because they do the wrong things and do things wrong, they need to be corrected. But most people hate being corrected. Most people like being praised. But they hate being corrected. Especially by you. The attitude of most people to corrective feedback is, how dare you criticize me? Corrective feedback, critical feedback, is a vital component of success because any deviation from correct performance of a task is a waste of time, money, and effort. And if the deviation from correct performance is severe or prolonged, then that error could cause the whole project to fail. So, you need to give corrective feedback, critical feedback. It must be given by you to the people who are doing it wrong, but the problem is that people hate to be corrected by you. This is a problem. In order to resolve this, it is important to make the distinction between a constructive, negative feedback message and insult. Question, is there a difference between an insult and negative feedback? Yes. What is the difference between a constructive, negative feedback message and an insult message? In order to figure out the difference, please read the following statements and label each one either feedback or insult. 1. You are an idiot. Feedback or insult? 2. You were late for the last 3 team meetings. Feedback or insult? 3. You were totally unprofessional. 4. Your earrings look stupid. 5. There is a spelling mistake here. 6. Your shoes are muddy, and you have a coffee stain on your shirt. 7. You look a right mess. 8. You are a clown. 9. You didn't send me those documents like you said you would. 10. You fool. You didn't send me those documents. Feedback or insult? Put the above examples into 2 sets. Let us assume you have finished that. Here are the answers. Let us assume you said the following. You are an idiot. Insult. You were late for the last 3 team meetings. Feedback. You were totally unprofessional. Insult. Your earrings look stupid. Insult. There is a spelling mistake here. Feedback. Your shoes are muddy, and you have a coffee stain on your shirt. Feedback. You look a right mess. Insult. You are a clown. Insult. You didn't send me those documents like you said you would. Feedback. You fool. You didn't send me those documents. Insult. Now the question is, what is the difference? What are the characteristics of insults that make them insulting? What are the characteristics of feedback messages that make them not insulting? Here is what I hope you have discovered. Please read the grid below. The point to remember is, distinguish between insults and feedback information. Dish out feedback. Don't dish out insults. Don't get them mixed up. Insults are vague, emotionalized, do not suggest a specific corrective action, and are subjective. Constructive feedback is the opposite. Constructive feedback is specific, factual, do suggest a specific corrective action. Objective. Make your feedback objective and specific. Thank you.